Hello, this is the BBC News with Fiona MacDonald. The United Nations says it has suspended its humanitarian operations in Niger a day after soldiers announced the overthrow of the country's elected president. The UN Secretary General demanded the immediate and unconditional release of Niger's president, Mohamed Bazoum, who is being held captive by military officers. Chris Iwokor sent this report.
A UN spokesman said operations were currently on hold, given the situation in Niger. The UN says more than 4 million people are currently in need of humanitarian assistance in Niger, with many displaced by growing jihadist violence. The president's handling of this insurgency was one of the reasons given by soldiers for toppling the democratic government on Wednesday. The situation in the country remains uncertain. The armed forces chief has declared support for the soldiers who carried out the coup. However, they have yet to name a leader or form a government.
President Biden has said climate change is an existential threat, as scientists predict this month is almost certain to be the world's hottest on record. Mr. Biden announced a number of measures to help Americans deal with extreme temperatures as a heat wave spreads across large parts of the United States. Mr. Biden said the hot weather was having a huge financial and personal impact on people across the country.
Experts say extreme heat is already costing America $100 billion a year and hits our most vulnerable the hardest, seniors, people experiencing homelessness who have nowhere to turn, disadvantaged communities that are the least able to recover from climate disasters, and is threatening farms, fisheries, forests that so many families depend on to make a living. But none of this is inevitable.
Federal prosecutors in the US have widened their criminal investigation into the former President Donald Trump over his handling of government documents after he left the White House. US media say he faces three extra charges, including the willful retention of classified information. Mr. Trump pleaded not guilty to the original charges last month. Our North America correspondent Sean Dilley reports.
What prosecutors claim is that he held on to national defence information. That's the key additional charge that's been laid this evening. All sorts of claims that he had sort of defence plans, contingency plans for going into other countries. So potentially very, very damaging documents. It, as I say, another day, another charge, but it's certainly not the case that maybe he was expecting.
The US Embassy in Haiti has urged all American citizens to leave the country as soon as possible due to armed clashes between the police and armed gangs in the capital. The embassy did not offer help with a departure, but said they should find commercial means to leave. World News from the BBC. A BBC investigation has found that Google's earthquake warning system failed to alert many people in Turkey before February's deadly tremor. Google says its Android earthquake alert system can give users up to a minute's notice on their phones before an earthquake hits. It says it notified millions of people before the first and biggest earthquake struck. But the BBC visited three cities in the earthquake zone, speaking to hundreds of people, and didn't find anyone who had received a warning. The Colombian army says a four-year-old girl has died as a result of clashes between soldiers and left-wing rebels in the jungle. Since becoming president last year, the former rebel, Gustavo Petro, has tried to extend the peace process to all armed groups in Colombia, but some have refused. Warren Boole reports.
The Colombian army said soldiers were carrying out a patrol in a residential area of the state of Huila when they were ambushed by FARC dissidents. It said the girl was struck by a bullet during an exchange of fire in Villa Esperanza. Such incidents have continued in Colombia, even though the FARC signed a truce agreement with the government in 2016. At the time, some factions refused to hand in their weapons and have continued their illicit activities, including extortion and drug trafficking.
The Italian Prime Minister, Giorgia Meloni, has met President Biden at the White House. The two leaders said they'd discuss boosting trade. Ms. Meloni has been given a warm welcome to Washington, largely because of her government's strong backing for Ukraine. A Turkish drone is reported to have killed 10 Kurdish-led fighters in northeast Syria. Local media say the drone hit two vehicles belonging to the US-backed Syrian Democratic Forces in Hasaka province. This week, Turkey has launched a fresh round of airstrikes against Kurdish targets in Syria and Iraq. The Turkish government views Kurdish fighters in Syria as terrorists. BBC News.